Okay, last time we started to discuss Baila Be'ir and Libo Gaspa. So there is an Isra of Yichud, as we've spent a lot of time discussing, and there are two major Aterim to Yichud. There's Baila Be'ir, and there's Pesach Pesach Lurshus Rabin. So we started to discuss Baila Be'ir. For husbands in the city, so that is a heter for Yichud. But the Gemara had said, in the story with Rabibi and Rav Yosef, the Gemara had said that if Libo Gaspa, if the person that she's having Yichud with is a person that she's already very comfortable with, that she has an ongoing relationship with, so then we or a history with even, then Baila Be'ir doesn't help. We assume that her comfort level with that person is going to compensate for the fear that she has from Baila Be'ir. It's going to put her at ease to a certain degree, and there's going to be an Isser of Yichud. So we started to discuss what in the world is Pshat in Rashi. Rashi had said, Baila Be'ir ein choshim shum Yichud, says Rashi, you know what ein choshim means? It means the halkos, so you're not going to get malkos for the yichud. But the implication is, yeah, maybe there's not going to be malkos, but isura miyayika, that there is going to be an iser. Now Rashi didn't explicitly say that there's going to be an iser, but it's certainly a valid diuk to make, and it's so valid that Tosos makes that diuk in Rashi, that mashma mitoch perusho ha isura miyayika, that there is an iser of yichud. So Tosos vaktakasha, he says, then what's the Gemara's whole problem with Rav Yosef? The Gemara says that by Rav Yosef, that when he was leaving the house, he instructed that Rav Bibi shouldn't be left be yichud with his wife. And they asked Rav Yosef, what are you worried about? Baila Be'ir! But if you hold like Rashi, that Baila Be'ir is still aser. So what do you mean, what are you worried about? I'm worried because I'm a religious Jew. I'm not only worried about punishments, I'm worried about violating an iser. I don't want my wife to and Rav Bibi to be in violation of an iser. So the whole hemshech of the Gemara doesn't make sense if you assume that there is an iser of yichud even when it's Baila Be'ir. That was one point. The other point is that we raised based on the previous Gemara, right? What did we say? That in the previous Gemara we were talking about that that you don't get Malkus on Yichud anyway, and Yichud of Eishas Ish anyhow. We were just saying that there was Machlokas Amarayim, whether you give Malkus for Yichud Eishas Ish. Rav says Malkin Ali Yichud, so says Ravashi, no, only with Yichud Pnuya. But Yichud Eishas Ish, you don't give Malkus. And Marzutra disagreed. Marzutra said, you can even give Malkus for Yichud Eishas Ish. Malki Machris. You give Malkus and you announce to everybody. Why not? Why wouldn't you give Malkus for Yichud Eishas Ish? Because everyone's going to say, ooh, you're giving her Malkus for something she did with a guy. I wonder if her children are really belong to her husband. Maybe they're Mamzerim. It's going to be Motzi Laz on the children. It's going to be a disaster. So in order to avoid being Motzi Laz on the children, we have to be concerned about the children. So we don't give Malkus at all to Yichud Eishas Ish. So it's counterintuitive. Yichud Eishas Ish is more chumer than Yichud Pnuya. But Yichud Pnuya, you're going to give Malkus, according to Ravashi, Yichud Eishas Ish, you're not. Comes along Marzutra, says, no, you can give Malkus for Yichud Eishas Ish, but you have to be machriz and let it be known. And Ravashi says, Ikat Shama Baha Velo Shama Baha. There are people that are going to hear about the fact that you gave her Malkus for Yichud, and are not going to hear about the fact that it came with a disclaimer that, don't worry, it was only Yichud, we don't have any suspicions about her children. So no one's going to hear about that, no one hears about the disclaimer. People, it's like the correction, the day after the front page article in the newspaper says that this person is lowlife and a shmata and whatever. So the next day, by the way, correction, it wasn't really that person. Who reads the credit? The damage is done already. So it's not going to help. So it's machlokas amuroyim, whether you give yichud to Neshus Ish at all. So what? So Rashi's understanding that the Gemara comes along and tells us that Rabbah comes along and tells us Baal Be'ir ein choshim shum yichud, that there's no malkus for such a yichud. Anyway, according to Ravashi, there's no malkus for such a yichud. It's Eishas Ish. So there's anyway no Malkus for such a Yichud. Why does he have to tell me now there's no Malkus for it? If Rashi's saying that the whole word is there's no Malkus for Yichud, so it's a little bit strange. That would be the Chiddush. There's no Malkus for Yichud Eishas Ish ever, even if it's not Baala Be'ir, according to Ravashi. So you could say, well, Rabbi is saying, even according to Marzutra, that there's no Malkus for Yichud. Or you could say, like we saw, the Bach suggested, right? Did we do that, Bach? The Bach suggested that Rashi understands normally you wouldn't even give Malkus to the woman, you wouldn't give malchus to the woman because of chashash laz, but the guy that had yichud with her, you normally would give malchus. Comes by Lebi'ir and says you wouldn't even give malchus to the guy that was with her. From the Rambam in Yisur Rabbi Perchaves Alach Gimel, it sounds that when yichud is done with the neshesish, nobody gets malchus. That not the guy nor the woman. So the Rambam clearly can't learn like Rashi, can't learn pshat in this Gemara like that explanation of Rashi, like the Bach's explanation of Rashi. What else might be pshat in Rashi? So the Rav Shach in Aviezri in Hilchos Yisur Rabbiyah Perachav Beis answers the kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi in the following way. He writes as follows. Eishes Nishayah Baila B'Yarein Chashas Liyichud Meisha Eimas Baila Aleha. Right, he's a gaspa, shagavli moshe, he's a kravaso. So first he quotes the Rambam, he quotes our whole sugya, and he quotes Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. And he writes, Vayin Baran, the Ran understands Rashi the same way Tosfos does, that it's only la'al koso, but the Isra would still be there. And then he says, Ulevat kushas ha-Tosfos yesh la'akshos. Even aside from Tosfos Kasha, I have another Kasha. Hello, Alacha Karavashi, Damashain Malkus Piyuchresh Sish, Lalotzi Lazal Bana. We pass on like Ravashi, meaning our other Kasha, the Kasha that we asked before. That the previous Gemara says that even when it's not by Lebi'er, you don't give Malkus for Yichud. Vim Kain, Af Bein by Lebi'er, Ein Lokin. Ein Shulchan Archem Nazasum Chavez Mashkasa Bezaataz. Gam Tzorach Bi'er. Lamelin in by Lebi'er Mefarishu Rakshain Malkinoso, Avli Suri Ika. Ulin Pesach Psuch Lushus Ram Mash Mashaf Rashi Yoda. She'enath Isura, v'lo gavei adati taninu, u'minale l'chalek b'nayu. Then he has a third kasha. There are two aterim to Yichud. Bala B'ir, and Pesach Pesach Rishas Rabin. The natural assumption is that those aterim follow the same gedarim. That they are two sides of the same coin. These are two ways out of the problem of Yichud. So why would Rashi say that by Lebi'ir, it's still asu, can't do it. Pesach, Pesach, Rishas Rabim, oh, that you're allowed to do, that's okay. That's totally mutter, heter gam. Mehechi teisi, that there's a difference between by Lebi'ir and Pesach, Pesach, Rishas Rabim. So the truth is, that this is probably not the only difference between by Lebi'ir and Pesach, Pesach, Rishas Rabim. Like, for example, what did the Gemara say? By Lebi'ir, but Libo Gaspa is still going to be a problem. The heter of Baila Be'ir is countered by Libo Gaspa. What about Pesach Pesach? You have a door open to Rosh Hashanah, and it's her cousin, someone she's comfortable with. Would you say over there also that the heter of Pesach Pesach goes away because Libo Gaspa? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Simcha Beis, Chalkos Mechokik writes explicitly in the name of Shemus Desha, not that way. That Libo Gaspa is a heter for Baila Be'ir. It is not a heter for Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah. They have different gedarim. But Rav Shach, at least in the question, says, well, why should they have different gedarim? The natural assumption should be that they have the same gedarim. So says Rav Shach, V'nira bazeh b'svaras Rashi. Me'achar sh'isu yichudar reisu k'mefurush b'avod zor davlam vav yichudar reisu b'kidushin daf peyam beiz remez yichud min ha-Torah ul'el b'alacha beiz kasav ram shumi divrei ha-Kabbalah v'imkein iser atzmuso hu. So Rav Shach says, let's get down to what Yichud's really all about. Is Yichud an Isser in its own right? Or is it a Geder and a Siyag from another Isser? So he says, well, it's clear in Shas that it's an Isser d'Oraisa. Even the Rambam calls it Midivrei Kabbalah. Sounds like it is an inherent Isser. V'lo mishum achshash t'shem yavo aleha. It's not only that Yichud's Isser, lest you do something else, lest you have bia. No, it's an iser ba'atzmuso. Elakol sheshayich bia ba'asra Torah biyichud me'akrak yisischa chicha benimecha. Anyone that it's shayich that a person would have bia with, the Torah says it's asra biyichud. We learn from yisischa chicha benimecha the benim siachinim avinim siachinim kala raisha b'torah. Umashem siachinim zacher v'behema, humishem delo nechshul yisrael mishkav zacher behema. The reason you're allowed to have yichud with another man and you're allowed to have yichud with an animal is because we're not suspect of doing anything inappropriate with a man or an animal. So we can't derive it from Kiyis Yischa. It has to be something that we would be suspect on. But as far as all the other arayos where we actually are suspect, we can learn the Isser from the Pasuk. Va'af im baila bi'ir she'emas baila aleha ve'in lach shamayava aleha minala nahatir ma'achshis ha'torahu. So says Rav Shach, I don't get what's going on. How could baila bi'ir be a hatir? Baila bi'ir is a svara, right? It's a svara. It says, baila bi'ir tells us that chances are she's not going to do anything. Chances are she's not going to mess around. Why? She'd be terrified to do so. She'd be afraid of being caught. When you're dealing with an Isidar Raisa, how do you take a Svara that, oh, probably it shouldn't apply over here because, you know, I think the answer is only because they're going to have Bia, so I think that they're not going to have Bia when her husband's in town. And you change the whole Isidar based on that? This is not like a gzeira de rabbanon shurak mishum gzeira de lo yiga be iser, a gzeira lest you come to do an iser, or be makom shde lo shayach ligzar mutter, where you could then say, okay, in this situation, it's not shayach to make a gzeira. Din torahu, mishum kach mefarish Rashi, shurak shein malkin osok kishabay lebi ir. Vahainu shahamalkus mardus hurak shelo yargilu bazeh v'shelo yovo lidei averos habia. There's two dinim in yichud. There's an iser d'oraisa to do yichud. There's no malkus though when it's neshes ish midoraisa. But makas mardus midarabanon we would do for neshes ish, even for neshes ish. But in a situation where we're not concerned about them having bia, I can't change an Isidar Isa. That's still going to be there. That's not subject to svara. But the makas mardus I could do away with. So I'm a shaper din bal bir emes by the level lo yavli de avera im kene and lilkus. The whole point of the malchus is to discourage them from doing the avera. Over here, you don't have to worry about it anyway. And I, even though we paskin, you don't even give Malkus Mardus for Nishasish. So Shach says a big chiddush. He says, yeah, yichud's daraisa if it's one man and one woman. One man and two women? Is only Drabbanon. Where does he get that from? One man and two women is only Drabbanon. Mishnah said, a man is not allowed to be Misachim, Shtei Nashim. And then when the Gemara, the subsequent Gemara says, how do I know there's Nis Yichud? According to the Pasuk, he says, Chachich Ben Imecha. Where does he get that it's only Drabbanon? So he says, Dalo in Ze Yichud. Because you're not alone with a woman. Yichud means you, a man, a woman, alone. You don't have a man, a woman, alone. You have a man, a woman, and another woman. So that's not yichud. Why is it asir? So the Gemara explained right off the bat. Nashim daitim kalos. That's a svara. They're easily seduced. They'll cover for each other. They won't be afraid to do the avera. It's a svara. As soon as you get into the world of svara, you have removed yourself from yichud oraisa. Any conversation that revolves around svara is going to be a conversation about a din to rabbana. So one man with two women is only a din to rabbana. That's what the Chacham Sadim writes. Obeze im bailan beir sheimas bailan aleyan mutar legamri. So says Rav Shach, so beautiful. Baila bi'ir is a heter gomor for yichud derabanan. For any derabanan concern of yichud, baila bi'ir works. For yichud d'oraisa, baila bi'ir does nothing. Because baila bi'ir is a svara. So when you're talking about having yichud with an eshes ish, is it going to be mutter when it's by the beer? No, yichud eshes ish is daraisa. By the beer is not going to help you. But when you're talking about the derabbanan elements, for example, the potential of giving makas mardus, derabbanan, yichud with two women, derabbanan, then Baila Be'er is a heter gamur. Ubezeim Baila Be'er Shemas Baila Lein Mutu Lagarmi Sheinach Shash Aval Im Isha Achas Sheichud Uvisu Torahu Afim Baila Be'er Osel Is Yachid. Now he says, I have no problem with Taisus Kash on Rashi. Why not? Omeyatim Yishu Shapir Kushu Satosis Med Rav Yosef Tamar Shkulu Dargum Itosi Bibi. The Hashem Shav Bibi Haya Ba'aliya V'Ishra Shav Rav Yosef Haya Ba'al Ba'is L'mata. What was the situation Rav Yosef was leaving the house in? Rav Bibi? Upstairs. Mrs. Yosef? Downstairs. Is that Yichud Araisa or is that Yichud Rabbana? So it says Roshach Dach Shavim Kan Yichud Klal. That's not Yichud Araisa. Why is it not Yichud Araisa? Definitionally, what is the definition of Yichud? The definition of Yichud is a man, a woman, a room. Not a man, two women. Not a man, a woman, two rooms. A man, a woman, one room. One man, one woman, one room. That's Yichud. That's what the words mean. Any Isser we're going to have that's anything but that. It's two rooms, it's a man and two women, it's outdoors, but it's dark. Any other Isser that we're going to have, and many of those things are Asr, all those things I just mentioned are Asr. Any other Isser we're going to have is not Yichud Oraisa. It's common sense Yichud, which becomes Yichud Rabbana. That it's Yichud because of it's Gzeiras Yichud, that it's going to show me over the day Bia. But Yichud Araisa has nothing to do with Shami Yavul Debiya. Yichud Araisa didn't arise, so we don't play with it. By Lebi'ir is a heter for all Yichud Rabbanis. Rak Misham Diyashok, Shami Yorid Rabbibi Vizachin Ita. The whole concern was the Rabbanan. Rabbibi might come down from the attic. Kumash Pir Shamrashi. As the Shabi Parak Mehat, the By Lebi'ir in Choshen, they lochosh. So then you understand the Gemara discusses By Lebi'ir. Davis by Laleha, Kivin Sharak Mishum Khashaviru, Aval Yichud Ein Kan, but it's not Yichud. When there actually is Yichud, Daraisa, then of course Rashi would say it's Asr, even if it's Balabir. What about Pesach Pasuach Lurashus HaRabim? Pesach Pasuach Lurashus HaRabim? So he says that Lo Nikra Klal Yichud. It's not Yichud at all, Daraisa. Why is Pesach Pesach Rishus Rab not Yichud at all, Daraisa? Because they're not in a closed room. One man, one woman, one closed room. That's Yichud. When there are others either present or able to be present or able to see, whatever the Geder of Pesach Pesach, we'll get to that later. But when there are others that are able to have access, that is not Yichud. So you want to know why Rashi says that Baila Be'ir only knocks it down to an Isser without Malkus, but it's still an Isser. Pesach Pesuach is not an Isser at all. So that's because Baila Be'ir is talking about where you are having Yichud. There is Yichud. So Baila Be'ir is not going to take away the Isser Daraisa of Yichud. Pesach Pesuach is not a heter in Yichud. Pesach Pesuach is that it's not Yichud. It just takes away Yichud entirely. So Baala Be'ir is a way where if you're dealing with Yichud Rabbanan, okay, you don't have to be Choshesh Mid Rabbanan. It does zero to Yichud Araisa. Pesach Pesuach says that it's not Yichud Araisa. Whatever you're doing is not Yichud at all. So you understand, maybe the Yisr is going to go away. That explains Rashi. That's Rav Shach's explanation. I think it's fairly brilliant. It makes the incredible assumption, and I think it's an important assumption, that the definition of Yichud is man, woman, room. Meaning, you go home in the middle of the day, let's say, and there's a housekeeper in the house cleaning up, parents are away, they're out at work, you go into your room, you close the door. Now, you're the only ones in the house, you and your housekeeper. So is that yichud? It's not yichud d'oraisa. It would still be yichud, d'rabbanan. It's a double d'rabbanan, because she's a guy, assuming she's a guy, right? So it's not even tumas nida. So it's a double d'rabbanan. It's yichud of the gaya, plus you're not even actually be yichud. It's only chashash yichud. So you're already your starting point over there is with a double d'rabbanan. So maybe when it comes to the heterim you're going to utilize, where there may be a machlokas about what the geder of Pesach Pasuach is, a door closed that's not locked, or a door that's open that you're not right in front of, or we will get to whatever the machlokos might be about Pesach Pasuach, maybe one would be more inclined to be mekil on some of those shailas when the starting point is that it's a double drabar. We'll get to that. Okay. So that's how Rav Shach explains this Rashi. Now, Chazon Ish has Hasagos on the Aviezer. I think they printed in the back. Chaim Ezer has some stuff, some letters to him or something. Yeah. So, in the back of the Sefer Aviezri, he writes, right, you know, Aviezri is Rav Shach. Did I mention that? Rav Shach very much loved the Aviezri. He was very proud of it. Of all of his life's accomplishments, he said, one thing I know, Lachamei Avesri, Rav Shach's biography, is that the Aviezri is a really good Sefer. So he says, with everything else I have in life or don't have in life, I know I have the Aviezri. He was very proud of the Aviezri. Rightfully so. Now, in the back, he writes, Hineni matfis kanes ha'arosav shal marana chaznish se'chassad v'kodesh l'vrach l'chadam abad esher nimtsu v'gulim ha'sefer aviyazri sho yishayich lo v'roshem alav ha'aros b'ksav yad kodesh. How cool is that? He said, the chaznish had a copy of my sefer and he wrote ha'aros in his own copy in the margin, and I got a hold of the chaznish's copy of aviyazri. Awesome. And therefore I'm publishing those. It's only a page of ha'aros. And then he writes Haaretz back to his house. So, in Hilchos Issur Rabbi Parcha Vezalot Yibes, Chaznish writes as follows. Avalim Isha Achas, right? Rav Shach had said that if it's one woman, then there's Nisi Yichun Minat Torah. With two women, it's not a Nisi Yichun Minat Torah. Says Chaznish, Lo itachein lefi zeh hada amar sham mina hanimili. V'lo huskar klad masisin es yichud as misha b'torah. He says, I don't like Rav Shach's chiddush over here. He's saying that yichud d'orais is only with one woman. With two women, it's not yichud d'orais, it's only yichud d'rabbanan. Yeah, but did you read the Gemara? On Daf Pei Amud Beis, the Mishnah tells us the issur of yichud. What does it say? Lo yisyachid adamim? Shein Hashem. It never even mentions not to have yichud with one woman. And then on that Mishnah, the Gemara says, Minani mili, how do I know there's nisri yichud? What is yichud? The one the Mishnah was talking about. Oh, because it says, Ki yisischa chich v'animecha. Oh, wait a second. Yisischa chich v'animecha is about the halach in the Mishnah? The halach in the Mishnah was about two women, wasn't about one woman. According to Rav Shach, one woman is this daraisa, two women is not the yisra daraisa. All the Torah ever tells us is that a son doesn't have to worry about his mother.
Right,
Haloze nohug bechol aveva. Now he's saying something else. That. If in fact Yichud were Daraisa, he doesn't think we would refrain from giving Malkus just because of a Chashash Mamzerus. Chashash Laz of Mamzerus on the children. Aval Kavanas Rashi. What Rashi means to say is to lo amru chachamim demutal zekhul lechavchila. Ela aval gab da osu yichud leka mikol makom ein zu mida nechon. Chazanish says that you're misunderstanding Rashi entirely. When Rashi says that you don't have to be choshish mishun yichud lal koso, he's not saying that it's still an isra of yichud. It's not an isra of yichud. It's an isra of not being a bentor. Even if it's balabir, that's you can go alone in a room with a married woman. Yichud, it's not. It's not right. I mashe pirush Rashi lahalkos. What's the lomar of chiyuv? A filu chiyuv shal malkos leka. You don't even have a chiyuv malkos. Meaning you're not even doing the avera for which you would get malkos. That's what he means. You don't get malkos. But you're doing something not right. Good. So the Chazon Ish points out that the implication is that even the Issa d'Oraisa, he points this out as well. I didn't read the whole both all the Ha'aras. But he points out over there as well. Thought he did. Maybe he doesn't point this out. Oh yeah, he does. He says it very cryptically. You know, what did Rav Shach say? That as soon as you get into Svaros, you're not talking about Yichud Daraisa anymore. Oh, maybe the Leviya, maybe so that's not Yichud Daraisa, that's only Yichud Rabbanan. Says Chazon Ish. Yeah, look at the Rambam at the very beginning. Asur, what does he say? You're not allowed to have yichud. Why? Shedavar zeh goreim legiloy erva. What's he talking about? He's talking about the issu yichud araisa. And even in presenting the issu yichud araisa, he says you can't do it because it's gonna cause giloy araisa. And in fact, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simcha Peis. You have a Shulchan Aruch Arizin on the shelf. Shulchan Aruch. Also, this Yachidim Erva Me'arayos. Talking about Yichud Araisa. Ben Zken and Ben Yelda. Shedavar Ze Gorim Legalos Erva. Says Chazon Ish. Really, you're going to tell me that as soon as you start getting into reasons and explanations, that it's Yichud Rabbanan? It's not what Shulchan Aruch says. Not what the Rambam says. Rabbi Eisenstein from the Tivarium, Chaim Eisenstein, has a sefer on Kiddushin Ksuvis, and in the back he wrote like a Mishnah Brura on Hilchos Yichud, very nice, like with the Bir Halacha, and he has some essays on Hilchos Yichud also. It's very nice Teirus. So he just points out the Chazon Ish's kasha on this kasha of the Chazon Ish on Rav Shach is not necessarily the biggest kasha. I mean, what's Rav Shach doing? He's explaining Shitas Rashi. What does Chazon Ish say? The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch don't sound that way. Okay. Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. Remember when we discussed Siyag Daraisa? Zichud Siyag Daraisa? Rambam, yes. Rashi, no. Right? The Rambam would say, yeah, it's a Siyag Daraisa. So, of course, the reason, what it will lead to, that's all part of it. Because the Rashi would say, no, it's an independent issue, having nothing to do with what you might come to do. Okay. So those are the explanations for Rashi. Now, Let's move on to the next issue relating to Bala Bi'ir. Rashi went on after that first word. When he said, Bala Bi'ir, Ein Choshalam Shem Yichud. So the first word was, Lahalkos. You don't have to worry about Malkos. So we read a lot into that word. Then says Rashi, why don't you have to worry Lahalkos? Demistafi mi Bal Hashta'asi. What's Rashi concerned about? Mr. Fimi Bal Hashtasi, what's going to happen? He can come. The husband can come in any minute. Woman's not crazy, not stupid. She's not going to do something where the husband can walk in at any minute. She'll leave town, go to a hotel room somewhere if she really wants to cheat on her husband. She's not going to do something like that where the husband's going to walk in. So that's why you don't have to worry about Yichud when Baila Beir, because the woman's not stupid. She's afraid he's actually going to walk in. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Now, if you look in the Rambam, Parakhafes, Halach Yibbeis, the Rambam doesn't exactly say that. The Rambam says, Parakhafes, Halach Yibbeis, Rambam writes, it might mean the same thing. He might mean to say she's afraid he's going to come, but he doesn't say he says this more vague terminology that on her is the Ema of the Ba'al. The implication might be that it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with whether the husband's going to walk in or not. What else would it mean? What would Ema's Ba'alala mean if it's not that the husband's going to walk in and catch her? There's a certain level of chutzpah in cheating on her husband in her husband's presence. When he's right there. When she feels his presence. You know, when there's a distance, when there's a physical distance, it often creates an emotional distance. So she feels he's absent, he's not here. There's a distance. So mele, there's an emotional distance. It takes a lot more for a woman to cheat on her husband when her husband's next door. She senses his proximity. And that alone, not an ema, a yira of being caught, but it's an ema of the Baal. It's just it's almost a respect, a modicum of respect for the presence of the husband. That he's right there. It's very different than Rashi. Rashi said he's going to walk in at any moment. Lamaynaf Kamina, whether it's a legitimate concern, he might walk in, versus this broad, you know, general fear that you might have, or trepidation that you might have about, you know, whether he's going to come. So there are lots of nafkaminas. And we'll get to like 6, 7, 8 nafkaminas. But it could be, Rabbi Isaacson points out in Yitzhak Chaim and Simon Hay, that this is the machlokas Igros Moshe and Chaznish. Rav Moshe has a long tshuva about Hilchas Yichud. We're very grateful to whoever wrote the Sefer on Hilchas Yichud that they made Rav Moshe answer all of his questions. You know, that's the way it used to be done. If you needed to write a Sefer, you would send all the questions from Moshe, and then you had like an extra 30 pages to add to your Sefer because you got all the psukim of Moshe. So Rav Moshe in Os Zayin, do I have it here? Oh, these are so incomplete. Okay, Rav Moshe, all the tshuvas of Rav Moshe on Yichud Kimat are Ebenezer Chelik Dalet Simon Samachet. Yeah. So in Os Zayin, Rav Moshe writes as follows. Bedin Baila Beir Avaladar Yadur Shalay Yavolachshav. Im Abal Chavush Bebeis HaAsurim. He's in the city, in the city's jail, in the city's maximum security prison. Probably not coming home for another 15 to 20. Right? Avshu Beir Ubarur La Shalay Yanichu Latsay Says Asman. Ika Isri Yichu. The whole concern is he might walk in. You don't have to worry about him walking in when it's Beis HaSurim. He says, if you look in the Chachma Sadam and Bina Sadam, he writes, according to Rashi, what if she goes to a different house in the same city where he's never going to find her? So he says, that would also be mutter. He's not going to find it. So kol shekein kashchavish beis hasurim yev shalof on adlava. Umitam zeh, says Ramesha, shebe medina zu New York, kishabalu hu bi'ir, aval yadua hu la, shehalach liktsei ha'ir, shemei abayis ad amakum shalach l'sham, hu erech sha'ah. They live on the tip of Staten Island and he works in Far Rockaway. It's going to take a long time to get from one place to the other. An hour to get there, it takes an hour to get back. And he's got to stay at work an hour, at least. It's other people are walking into the house. And he says, Kolshkein, if you work for other people where you're not only working an hour, you're working 8 hours. Plus a 2-hour commute. Meaning, Eilabir doesn't help if it's not going to help. It doesn't help if he's not coming. That's Ramosha. Now, in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, he quotes from the Chazon Ish that the Heter Baal Beer works even if he's not showing up. Pesach Pesuach works, even Batuach She'ein Adam Nichnas Etzlo She'ein Shom Makir V'Reya Ve'ein Adam Nichnas Ela Te'emas Rabim Olav B'Teva. Afilu ba'ofen zeh. Chazanish says, Pesach Pesuach works even if nobody is walking in. Baila Be'ir is going to work even if nobody's walking in. Why? Because it's not about a legitimate concern that someone will show up. It's an ema. Emas ba'al, emas harabim. There's this general trepidation of doing things when you're in the vicinity of lots of people, or you're in the vicinity of the husband. Rabbi Eisenstein says so beautifully, he says maybe that's why, according to this Chazon Ish, saying why the Seder of the Gemara, what does the Gemara do? Tells us about Baal Beer, then tells us about Pesach Pesuach, and then it goes back to tell us the story of Rav Bibi and Rav Yosef with Baal Beer. Well, why do we go back to the story of Baal Beer? Why do we interrupt it with Pesach Pesuach? So, according to the Chazon Ish, they're the same din. According to Rav Moshe, they're also the same din, but it's a different din. According to Rav Moshe, both Baal Beer and Pesach Pesuach is a din in somebody might show up. So, Pesach Pesuach, someone's going to be looking. Baal Beer, the husband might walk in. According to the Chazon Ish, the same din, in that there's this psychological ema that one has, regardless of whether anyone shows up. Now, this all works if you go against Rav Shach. None of this works according to Rav Shach. Right? Because what did Rav Shach say? That Baal Beer and Pesach Pesuach are fundamentally different from each other. I mean, what we're suggesting is that they're fundamentally the same. According to Rav Moshe, fundamentally the same in that there's a concern someone's going to walk in. According to the Chazon Ish, fundamentally the same in that they create this psychological trepidation. according to Rav Shach, they're not at all the same. Baila Be'ir is Yichud. It's just that it will take away the concern on a Derabbanan level. Pesach Pesuach takes away the very definition of Yichud. Pesach Pesuach is to Yichud what going into the middle of Times Square is to Yichud. Well, what do we say? When you go into Times Square and you're on a date with a girl in Times Square with thousands of people, you say, oh, I'm having Yichud, but I have a heter of thousands of people. No, you're not having Yichud. Pesach Pesuach is that. It's that it's not even Yichud. Baila Be'ir, I'm having Yichud, but with a heter. So, this whole Tushtel and the Chazon Ish and Ramesh and how they're both going L'shitasam in Baila Be'ir and Pesach Pesuach. L'chora, Rav Shach wouldn't agree. Now, Ramesh is consistent though. Pesach Pesuach also, he says, it has to be that there's a legitimate chance that somebody will come. He writes in Os Hey, in that tshuva, Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah Belayla. Pesach Pesuach Mamish HaYishayich Zeh Rak B'Kfar Katan Shemakirin Kol Echel Es Kol Adarim V'yodin Gam Shlo Yivau L'Shom Over Yidrachim Belayla Lo Mahani L'Salik Yisru Yichud O B'Krachim Gedolim She'ira Zeh Shashayich Zeh Rak Shem Yoshim L'Shomer HaPesach Mani B'nei Echidim Amitzom Gam B'Kol HaLayla B'Rechovos Avlu Dover Shekimat Lek Amitzius Ve'en Lishol B'Zeh. He starts discussing, well, how big of a city is it? How comfortable are people knocking on the door, walking into the house? What's it got to do with anything? How comfortable are they going to come? Are they not going to come? Because Rav Moshe understands it's all about practicality. Are they coming or are they not coming? If people are coming, it's not Yichud. If people are not coming, it is Yichud. Whereas the Chazon Ish says, I don't care if they're coming or not. It just creates this natural trepidation. Now, what if a woman is not does not have the Emas Bailo? She doesn't feel the presence of her husband. So, according to the Rambam, you don't have Emas Bailo, you don't have a het. According to Rashi, if he still might walk in, then you have a het. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start getting into the eight nafkaminas between the Rambam and Rashi, and we'll go into Libo Gaspa as well. We'll try to finish up this packet, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Have a great day.